As always, the news from Iraq may affect the campaign. In the last day, that news has included a U.S. offensive in Fallujah and a bombing in Baghdad. The bombers killed 6 people inside Baghdad's Green Zone. That's a fortified area surrounded by concrete barriers and razor wire. It's where the Americans have run their operations since coming to Baghdad. Journalist William Longavicha spent time in the Green Zone as a reporter for the Atlantic Monthly. He says that from the start of the occupation, security concerns have isolated American decision-makers from the country around them.
It is a highly fortified area. Inside the Green Zone, it's mostly park and monumental buildings. Saddam's various palaces are in there, too, one of which now is the center of the American operation. This is not a military base. It's a civilian base protected by the military, but it has many of those cultural oddities of being somewhere far away yet eating all American food and Americans talking primarily to Americans.
How did concerns about security affect the attitudes of people inside the Green Zone?
Well, the Green Zone has always been all about security. And as the insurgency has grown in Iraq, those concerns have magnified for good reason. And the Green Zone has become the fortress.
When you go back over the last year or so, did the Americans overreact to the security problems?
No, I don't think they overreacted to it. I think that it was institutionally inevitable. The United States will retreat into fortified compounds. I think the mistake that was made was not to realize that about ourselves. We need to think about where we want those fortified compounds to be and what they look like to the locals. To the Iraqis, it has always looked like fear of them, disdain of them. The other effect is that it simply isolated the Americans from Iraq.
And did they end up then making unrealistic plans for Iraq?
Yes, of course, totally. It's hard to know where even to begin. You can pretty much look at the entire product of the CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority, and say it was unrealistic. I can think of attempts to regulate the traffic. I mean, there was an attempt basically to impose the Maryland State Traffic Code on Baghdad.
Would you say that these were mostly well-intentioned people? People who thought that they could impose American systems on Iraq and it would just work. That was
right,
the idea.
Of course. And I think we have been blinded by success and power into thinking that we are rich and powerful because of our own attributes. Well, to some extent, that may be true. But there's also an element of luck, chance, history.
Could there have been a different last year and a half if the Americans simply said, we're not going to hide in fortified compounds, we're going to move about the country, make sure we understand the country, and accept that some American civilians, as well as soldiers, are going to get killed?
I think at this stage it's much too late for that. If you say a year and a half, yes. I mean, don't forget, when the United States first came in, though we were not greeted with flowers, as people apparently in the White House expected, we were not greeted with aggressive hostility. We were greeted with a question mark. There were other things going wrong. If we could have addressed those, sure, we would not be in the situation we're in now. Look, this is not just terrorism, foreign terrorism. Sure, that's an element, something we could not have controlled. Far more important, this is a widespread and very popular insurgency against the American presence. And it's the insurgency that matters now.
We've been talking to William Longavicha. He's a national correspondent for the Atlantic Monthly, and he's now in Amman, Jordan, after spending considerable time in Iraq. Thanks very much.
Thank you.